Welcome to our Team Roundtable podcast, where we explore the hot topic of the week here at CRA Resources. And just a reminder for those tuning in for the first time, CRA Resources is a unique recruitment agency with a single focus of providing CRA staffing for clinical studies across North America. So let's get started. Angela, what is the hot topic we've discussed this week?
We're going to talk about why job seekers need to post, what they should post, and then if they need help on the topics of posting, we're going to touch on that just a little bit too. We talk about this a lot. If job seekers want to be found on LinkedIn, not only do they have to have a really good LinkedIn profile, because if you are attracting people to look at your profile, you don't want to attract them in to see garbage. But then you have to do something. You have to show up every day. You have to participate. And you have to post. And so the question is, okay, so how do I do that? And what do I post? And how do I get the traction? And so that's the goal for today, understanding, like I said, A, why is it so important? What types of posts they should be doing? What should they not be participating in on LinkedIn if they want to gain the right traction? And the really biggest thing, too, I think that people need to understand is that you're posting for the bots, the machine, as well as for humans, because humans notice expert posts. And job seekers are experts. You have problems that you solve, and recruiters notice that. Hiring managers notice that. And LinkedIn's algorithm, we'll talk a lot about that today, but will drive up to 2 to 3 times more traffic your way based off of effective posts. So that's our topic for today.
Ooh, this is a good one. I feel like so many professionals out there think, okay, I've done my due diligence. I've put up my profile. People can find me now, and then they stop. But it's really about engaging on the platform, especially with the new algorithms. So I'm really glad we're going to dig into this topic. So I'm going to start today. Why post on LinkedIn in general? Angela touched on this, but posting positions you as a thought leader, and recruiters favor candidates who demonstrate skills via content over just static resumes. Like if you think of your LinkedIn as just a static extension of your resume, posting and engaging with content increases profile views by signaling expertise to that LinkedIn algorithm as well, the 360 Brew algorithm that we're going to go into more depth on today. And it gets wider distribution based on quality engagement. So we're going to talk more today about the quality of your posts and the topics. And then even outside of algorithms, relevant posting and commenting increases credibility for humans, because there's so many fraudulent applicants who have LinkedIn profiles. We see this every day. Every member of our team will come across profiles that look like they might be real, but we figure out eventually that they're from fraudulent candidates. Most of the time, they don't bother to post and engage in the community with thoughtful posts and responses and comments. So they're not actively engaging with the community. So it's just one more layer of authentication. And as Angela said, it ups the views from hiring managers. You will get noticed 40% more in searches if you are an active poster. And so that gets hiring managers to your profile and then direct messaging with you. So make it easier for yourself by posting to attract that traffic.
Yeah. And just for those statistics, I've coached people to start posting, and within a day of effective postings, they're getting DMs from recruiters that are interested. Because to your point, Becky, let's say you're a specialist in oncology and you're writing blog posts about oncology. And I'm not saying doing it from a physician's perspective. I'm talking about doing what you know, and you're putting these effective posts out there and you're getting engagements and all of that. It really does matter. It's huge. And in a market where you have so many people that you're competing against, this one little thing can make such a big difference in showing that you really do have the expertise that you say you do. It's really important.
So Savannah, you have some thoughts on the actual algorithm. Should we dive into that first, the LinkedIn's 360 Brew algorithm? Let's see what we can unpack there for folks.
Yeah, so some insights for the LinkedIn 360 Brew. So its AI model is basically reading your profile alongside your post for contextual relevance. So your headline, your about, your skills section, it's searching to see if you consistently post around 2 to 3 topics. So it can favor that. Also, if you don't like using hashtags, you don't have to use them anymore because it's
They
not
don't
checking
matter.
that. So, yeah, I don't think we've used hashtags for at least a couple months now. So throw that out. You don't have to do that. But posts that are misaligned with your expertise are going to get deprioritized. So it's really important that your consistent, clear, professional content builds long-term reach, and recruiters will also see it as proof that you're a good fit. So, for example, if you're a clinical research professional, if you have 2 to 3 consistent topics like oncology trials or site management, it'll really filter out the spam and boost your posts from trusted creators that'll keep readers on the page and attract more thoughtful comments from your clinical network. And when your content is regularly shared, practical trial insights and matches your profile, the recruiters are going to read it as strong evidence that you're a really good fit for their clinical roles.
Yeah, the algorithm, I think what the users need to understand is the algorithm is applying a persona to you. And so there's an Angela persona out there. The 360 bot has an Angela persona out there. And it is based off of my headline, my about section, my experience sections, and how it aligns with my posts. And to Savannah's point, if you cannot have a misalignment there. So if you're saying you're an oncology CRA, but then you're participating in cat memes or lamenting about the job search, the bot now doesn't know what kind of persona to give you. It's a dumb machine. It's a very smart machine, but it's think of it as a dumb machine because it is instructed to do certain things. And so the bot is not going to know, well, is your job to lament about the job search? Or is your job an oncology CRA? What audience do I put you in front of? And that is so critically important. So to Savannah's points, you have to make sure that your posts are in alignment with what you say you do.
And when you finally get around to posting, it's like Angela said, you can't just be throwing out cat memes. It's not the quite the way you want to go. And there are certain things that like recruiters love to see. Like I will click on these posts as I scroll through LinkedIn some days. You know, we love to see posts where you highlight an achievement or an improvement, like X wasn't working, so we did Y and we saw this. Like gold. I read those all the time. I think they're so interesting sometimes. And like sometimes they're a little dry, but sometimes I'm like, oh wow, you're impressive. This is amazing. You also love lessons learned. I think there's like a humility part. Oh, people who only post like the highlight reel, like, oh, we were successful. I was successful in every single thing I ever touched, instead of saying, hey, this is a situation that happened, and this is the lesson I learned. You're able to you're self-aware, you're able to critically analyze what needs to be improved, like just to walk through the world and say everything is working perfectly, there's no improvement, there's no growth there. And we love to see that self-reflection of like, hey, yeah, look at me grow. We want to see you be human and credible in that way. And then on the kind of the flip side, things that not to post, this drives me insane. This is a personal pet peeve of mine. And I have a Noah's Ark of pet peeves, but this is up there. This drives me insane. Posts that are super generic and could apply to any industry and any person, anything. I'm like, okay, could you be a chef? Could you be a site director? Are you a doctor? Who knows at this point? You're just giving me generic fluff. And there's this one post out there, and this is the basic outline of it. It's like, I was gonna blow off this employee or this candidate for a job, but then something told me to take a chance, and 6 months later, they were my best employee. And I was like, and the exact same 6 to 7 sentences every time on repeat. And I'm like, I now immediately think you're a robot. I do not trust you. And I hate seeing that post. I get so worked up, and I love the positivity. I actually love the message of the post. It's like, hey, sometimes we have to look beyond a resume. We have to look beyond an application to see potential and growth. And I love that message. But this exact same post, 6 billion times showing up on my feed,
Not real.
whoo, No, it's positivity without substance. And I think all of us can provide more than that. You know, the bar to post on LinkedIn is quite low, but getting attention is high. So how do you want to do that? You know?
And I think one thing we need to remember is one of the most important parts of the post is actually the very beginning, kind of the hook, because you want to get people interested and kind of stop and read your post. But if you think about it, LinkedIn really basically shows you, I think I saw it was about the first 140 to 300 characters of your post, and then it has that little see more button to click on. So you want people to be clicking on that. So you want to make sure you put something at the very beginning that's attention grabbing or kind of stands out. So maybe like a statistic or a problem that you've seen or a thought-provoking question or an opinion or personal experience, something that your audience will see and want to go ahead and click on that see more button. And it's important to know who your audience is, too, to know what they will find attention grabbing and interesting. So really think about, you know, your professional network and your industry and what kind of things would be of interest or resonate with them. And another way to kind of grab their attention is make sure you consider using visuals and not just text. So, you know, have a picture or a video or a graphic, especially if you do have your post about statistics or something, that infographic could be really helpful in helping people understand what you're showing. And if you have a visual, it also increases the chance of people sharing your post. So you'd get out there to more people and grow your network. So definitely those attention grabbing things are super important.
Yeah, that first sentence or two is absolutely important. Like you said, not just to keep people on your post, which is important because the algorithm does consider how long people stay on your post and read it. But that first sentence or two needs to align directly with your about section. Your about section tells people the problems you solve, and the first sentence or two has to align with that. In order for the bot to be 100% in sync. So I agree. And you guys, if you're worried about images, Gemini, all of you guys that have Google, there's a free Gemini version that will help you craft images. Very cool. We're going to be doing a webinar in March that shows job seekers how to take a couple of sentences from their resume and turn it into multiple posts. And we'll create images in that webinar so that you know how to do it. But it's super simple. You don't have to pay for images. Don't use ones that are copyright, though, because that'll get you into trouble really quickly.
I also want to add from what Jenny and Angela said as far as your post. I love Jenny's examples and I agree with them. And in those posts, you want to show your expertise of it, which will align with your about section. So when you're posting on LinkedIn, you want to use like the natural keywords from your industry, from your niche that ties to your professional skills. So not very generic, but mentioning terms like clinical trials, site monitoring, GCP compliance, regulatory documentation, protocol adherence, data integrity in that post. You want to show your expertise with those skills that you have. And then at the end of the day, you also want to call to engage in your posts. End the post with an open-ended question. Get people to respond and look at it and engage in it. So I would say those two examples would also tie into what Jenny said.
And I agree with you, Natalie. Having that call to action at the end will encourage people to engage with your post. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say it one last time as we get close to closing. Make sure your LinkedIn headline and about section are updated before you're out there and you're starting to post. They need to clearly reflect your current target role, your niche, and your key strengths. And I agree with Angela, you had brought this up briefly. When your profile and your post use the same language and themes, 360 Brew is more likely to recognize you as an authority and will boost your content. And just to put this into a real-time action plan for you, just doing a simply weekly LinkedIn posting playbook. Yeah. You want to start by pulling 1 to 2 strong achievements from your resume. Go out there, find an AI tool that you like to use. I personally like to use Perplexity that will help you draft 3 to 4 post versions from each achievement. And then lightly edit them so they sound like your own voice and reflect your real experience. And then one more step I do, because if LinkedIn's 360 Brew recognizes it as AI and not as a person, it's going to push you down. So before you actually do the post, make sure you run the text through an AI detection checker. I use Zero GPT because you want to make sure it doesn't read as an obviously AI-generated content, since overly AI-sounding content may get less traction.
It's punitive. Yeah.
And it feels very inauthentic to readers as well. You're trying to network. You need to sound like a person. Now that you've done that, you have multiple authentic posts that you can share throughout the week. And what I love about LinkedIn is they have a scheduling forum. So I can have three posts that I want to put on LinkedIn. I go in, you put in your post, and then there's a little clock in the right-hand corner you click on, and I can say I want this to post at 7 on this day, I want this to post at 12 on this day, so you're reaching all of your network when they're up and they're searching LinkedIn.
Those are really good tips, and I would keep track of it. So the algorithm is also punitive if you post things too close together. Not commenting. Commenting is a little bit different if you're commenting other people's posts, but if you're reposting people's posts or posting your own, you want to separate those. A good rule of thumb is about like 2.5 hours at least. So somehow keep track of your posts so that you're not posting back to back, because LinkedIn won't share the LinkedIn love with you if you've posted too frequently. Your traffic will drop on the post that you, the second, third, and fourth posts that you do. You won't get the results you're looking for.
And if you have enough posts, you can get through the whole week. You can set a schedule on Sunday. On Sunday, I'm going to sit down and it's going to take you all of 30 minutes. Maybe.
If you do it right. Yeah, the webinar will show you how to do it, but you're absolutely right. Taking those one or two sentences that show your accomplishments or the problem that you solve from your resume, and then using a tool like a Gemini or ChatGPT or Perplexity or Claude to go and craft these. And then to your point, Carrie, the key takeaway is then run them through a Zero GPT and rewrite it until it sounds at least 80% human. So that LinkedIn doesn't notice that it's AI and it's punitive.
I shoot for less than 50%.
Yeah. And then, yeah, you're right. Schedule them out. Make sure that you're being seen. You'll notice a difference. Huge. But then check your notifications, because people are going to like and comment, and you need to be able to see that. It might not show up in your feed. So you'll want to go and check the little bell button in the LinkedIn and see who's liking and commenting on it. And if somebody's liking it and they're a recruiter and you haven't connected with them yet, it's a great way to network then and say, hey, I see that you read my article. I wanted to connect. You're not asking for a favor. You're just connecting as peers. And then once you connect, you can open up that door and start having a dialogue with them. It's a great way to build your network.
Awesome. This discussion has been so great. So many really practical things to do. Thanks so much, team, for all of these insights. And thank you all out there for listening. We are out of time. But if you want to explore more of our content, you can visit creresources.com/blog to check out our latest articles and additional podcasts. You can also sign up to get this content delivered to your inbox, and feel free to reach out at creresources.com for more information about our firm. We can't wait to work with you.